Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Lee! Ha-ha! To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in a cyber chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on.
Just wait.
The Meme-mobile, the fastest getaway vehicle in cyberspace. Now I can create chaos anywhere I wish and escape in the blink of an eye. Even I'm impressed.
Hey, boss, look. The new act at the water park.
Cinch up your circuits, boys and girls. It's time for the amazing acrobatic artiste, Lola, and her sensational cyber whale, Spout! The fabulous Lola!
The only artiste who radiates pure energy!
Energy! Energy! Energy!
That's it. Pure energy. With Glola by my side, I'll never run out of power again. Cotton candy. Get your extra fluffy cotton candy here.
I'll take one.
Make it two.
That's 14 Snell Foods.
Here's a 25. 11 back, please.
Your change.
Hey, how can three Snell Foods that look alike come to 11?
You better check it, Matt. It doesn't make sense.
I've got a 4, a 4, and a 4. That's 12. That's too much. I owe you one.
Keep it up. I'll buy something for your friends.
Huh? Well, that's weird.
He sure was in a hurry to leave.
Forget about it. It's showtime.
And now, the fabulous Glola and her partner Spout will perform the daring and dangerous triple flip water dip.
Glola!
Spout? What happened?
It's Hacker! No wonder he was in such a rush!
And he's got Glola!
Where's everyone going?
It's Spout!
What's happening to Spout? All of a sudden, he's a bad guy?
To this, we're supposed to meet the boss right about here.
Hey, I can't see. Oh boy. The boss won't be happy about this.
Quick, open the door.
I don't think that's a good idea, boss.
Open it.
Oh. I told you.
My beautiful Meme-mobile!
It's Just a little scratch.
A little scratch? I want this car fixed now. In the meantime, I'll find a place to hide Glola.
Don't blame me. You were driving.
This is Sam Vanderwam reporting from the scene of panic and mayhem. Spout has gone on a rampage. Why did Spout turn into a raging beast? And where is his partner, Glola?
Run for your life!
Egad, here comes Spout now!
How did this happen? What could have made Spout become so mean?
I don't know, but we better figure it out fast.
Since Lola's the one that built that robotic whale, she's the only one that can make Spout normal again. But how are we ever gonna find her?
You got me. I hope Matt and Nez are having better luck than we are.
No sign of Lola anywhere.
Look!
The ride's over, Glola.
Who are you?
Who am I? The hacker, of course. The meanest dude in cyberspace. Now come with me.
No way! Yuck!
Fine, have it your way.
What's happened to my whale? Come on!
Somewhere under our fair city, I think. This way!
Whoa!
What is it? Oh, how do we get across?
Easy, I'll jump.
Wait, you can't see how far across it is to the other side.
I don't have to. Check the sign. The gap's only 1 meter wide. I jumped 3 meters at the track meet last week.
Yeah, but you could see where you were landing. We can't see the other side here.
Inez, the sign says 1 meter. I can jump that far in my sleep. So stand back. I'm going to jump it.
Matt, ask yourself, does that number, 1 meter, make sense? If it does, jump. If it doesn't, you better check again. Because if you don't, you could be toast.
I'm not wasting time to check what I already know. I'm going for it.
Good thing he found us.
I tried to stop him, but he wouldn't listen. Pull!
Maddie, you okay?
I'm fine. I just can't believe I didn't get over. I mean, look at that sign. It's only 1 meter. I'm gonna try again.
Matt, if it is only 1 meter across, you would have made it the first time.
Inez is right. The answer of 1 meter just doesn't make any sense.
I guess I should have double-checked.
I would estimate that sign to be about 1 meter wide.
And there's room for maybe 3 more signs after it before you can't see anything.
So the gap has to be at least 4 meters across.
No wonder I didn't make it. The farthest I've ever jumped is 3 meters.
Hey, the smoke's clearing away. And guess what? That's not a 1, it's a 7. The paint's peeled off.
So it's really a 7-meter gap.
Matt, next time you risk your life on a number...
I know. Ask myself first. Does my answer make sense?
Hey, guys, it's Motherboard. Go ahead, Mother B.
Spout is heading for the midway. Must stop him at once.
Tension is mounting with reports that Spout is coming this way. Yes, it's him. It's Spout.
Hand me the Spodiumotron, Dee Dee.
Here you go, Fuzzy.
No, no. Not the planetary torque converter.
Huh? The main mobile fixed yet?
Almost. Just another few minutes. Everything will be as right as rain.
Is this the Spodemotron, the thingy?
No. Oh, we'll never get this thing fixed.
Those dysfunctional dunce buckets!
I've got to hide you till my getaway car is fixed.
Ew. What's that on your chin?
My chin?
Huh? Hey! Come back here!
Everyone is safe now, but what was once a place of fun and games has become a set of broken toys.
Have you seen Spout?
Yes, he's gone to the end of the Midway.
Thanks.
Sir, do you think that Spout can be stopped, or is our fair city doomed?
Of course he can be stopped.
It's just a question of figuring out how.
Hey, I have an idea.
Hacker's gotta be here somewhere.
What was that?
It's Glola.
And guess who?
Come on!
I know you're in here, Glola. Come out, wherever you are. Why do you think Spout went out of control? It was all my doing. I reprogrammed your precious whale.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
Phase it, Glola. I'm running the show now. Not so fast.
Okay, here's the plan. I'll create a diversion, and when Hacker comes out to look, you go inside and change places with Glola.
Beautiful. You create a diversion, I go inside and... What?
Change places with Glola.
Do you have a plan B?
Come on, Didge. We've got to free Glola, but we can't let Hacker know she's gone.
I'm afraid you don't recognize the genius you're trying to outwit.
I guess not. Is there one here?
Hacker.
Who said that?
Hacker.
Who's there? I demand you show your face.
Wait, right here.
Who are you?
Shh, the name's Digit. I'm here to save you. Give me one of your costumes. We're switching places.
No way. I can handle Hacker myself.
Maybe, but right now, Spout is making a mess out there.
You're right. Spout needs me. Quick, put this on.
Yikes!
You're gorgeous. I'll never forget you for this. Mwah.
Pops, where are you?
Is it safe?
It'll be safe if you have a big cage to put Spout in.
Cages? I've got. Walk this way.
Let's see. You've got cages starting at 5 meters and going up to 20 meters tall.
We'll take the 10-meter cage. Well, that should be big enough.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
Matt, we need to double check. If it's too small, it won't work. But if it's too big, Spout could bang around inside and hurt himself.
Right. We need some way to tell how big Spout is. Then we'll know if that's the right cage or not.
How are we going to do that?
May I draw your attention to this lovely poster on the wall?
If we knew how tall Glola was, we could measure Spout in Glolas.
She's just under 2 meters. I sold her a costume.
Great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Glolas. Oh, no! The poster doesn't show Spout's tail.
Yeah, but that's a good ballpark number. If one Glola is 2 meters, then 8 Glolas is 16 meters, not counting the tail. No way the 10-meter cage would have worked. Our estimate showed it was too small.
Okay, so the 10-meter cage doesn't make sense. But we still don't know how big Spout really is.
Too bad Spout's not here. Then we'd know for sure.
Spout continues to run wild. He was last seen rampaging past the Aqua Towers on his way to the new construction site.
Look! Spout's just a little taller than that hotel.
Quick, count the floors.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 floors, and each floor is about 3 meters high.
3 times 6 is 18. Then the hotel is about 18 meters tall. So Spout should fit into the 20-meter cage.
I hear ya. 1 cage, 20 meters tall. You got it.
You know, Glola, with you by my side, we can be a great team.
What about Spout?
I don't need Spout. I need you. We'll achieve greatness beyond your wildest dreams.
Can you do a triple flip?
I can do better than that. We'll rule all of cyberspace, you and me together forever.
Here he comes!
Come on, boy. Just a little closer.
Now! Sorry, Spouty. We had to do it.
Mission accomplished, Jax. The whale has landed.
Spout has escaped! I'm sorry to report that our two heroes are trapped inside.
Whoa! This is awesome!
I know! But which button do you suppose stops a rampaging whale? Whoa! Hey! It's Jackie and Glola!
Matt, Inez, we know you're in there!
One can almost smell the fear in the air.
I have news for you, Vanderom. That's not fear you smell. Spout just burped.
Matt!
What?
I'm here with Glola as she watches her beloved Spout run amok. Glola, how do you feel at this very moment?
Not now, Mr. Vanderom. Glola, tell us how to reprogram Spout, quick!
Matt! Inez! Find the red lever! That should stop him!
Got it!
Pull down hard!
Whoa!
What's happening?
What will happen next?
We've got to do something!
I'm running out of things to push and pull!
I need to get inside and reprogram him. It's the only way!
Blue must be my lucky color.
He stopped! He'll remain frozen for 90 seconds. That's enough time to get in through the blowhole.
The blowhole? You must be kidding.
Look at us, Glola. All cyberspace will bow down to us. Our names will make everyone shiver with fear.
Glola, an hacker.
No, that's the hacker and Glola.
Yes. We're ready to go, boss.
Excellent. We'll be right there.
Come, my pet, destiny awaits.
Could you give me a minute? I've got to do my laundry first.
I'll give you all the clothes you need. Come.
Digit!
Their resemblance is amazing, isn't it?
In a daring attempt to stop Spout from doing any further damage, Jackie and Glola are entering the giant beast.
Maybe you want to go first.
Whoa! He's starting up. Get in there!
Whoa!
You're just in time!
Yeah! Ow!
We're on the move again.
Oh, no. The power plant. If Spout goes there... Oh, man. I don't want to think about it. Just reprogram him quick.
Okay. I have to figure out the security code first. Press that button. Read those numbers to me. 89 plus 84 plus 81. I have to add them together to get today's code. Hey, here's the answer. 1,244. Matt, see that keyboard? Punch in the code and don't make a mistake.
Give me that answer again.
1,244.
Hold on. Your answer doesn't sound right. Did you check your addition?
What?
We don't have time for this.
We don't have time to get it wrong.
Spout is approaching the Aqua power plant. We are now in code yellow. Repeat, we are now in code yellow.
Just turn those three numbers into friendly numbers.
Friendly? What?
Numbers. Easy ones you can add up in your head. See? Each one is close to 100. So the sum of the friendly numbers is 300. Your answer isn't even in the ballpark. Something went wrong with your addition.
Will you guys please hurry up?
Code blue. We are now in code blue.
Okay, let's check your work. Look, you carried the one, but you put it in the wrong column by mistake. Now 89 plus 84 plus 81 equals 254. That makes sense because it's close to our ballpark estimate.
Yeah. Now the answer makes sense.
This is it. We're now in code red. And I'm Sam Vanderom, signing off!
We're all going to be out of here permanently if someone doesn't punch in the code!
Okay, 2, 5, 4.
Yeah!
There you go, Spout. You're reprogrammed.
Yeah!
We did it!
All right, good, Spout. And good work, you guys.
Hey, Jackie, where's Ditch?
Ditch it! He's still with Hacker! We have to save him!
I've got big plans for you, you conniving cyber turkey!
Does it have anything to do with achieving greatness beyond our wildest dreams?
Sprout!
Don't worry, we'll get him.
The whale's coming after us, boys!
To the Riga!
We lost him, boss!
Yeah, they went swimming!
You know, Spouty, when you're not on a rampage, you're my kind of guy.
I'm Sam Vanderom, back reporting with the young heroes who saved our fair city. Well, here you are. Back where it all started. How does it feel?
If you don't mind, it feels like we want to see the show. Care to join us?
And now, the fabulous Glola and her partner Spout.
Yes!
Is that the best trick you've ever seen, or what?
Woo-hoo!